8. Energy Control and Regulation. The headquarters spheres of the superuniverses are so constructed that they are able to function as efficient power energy regulators for their various sectors, serving as focal points for the directionization of energy to their component local universes. They exert a powerful influence over the balance and control of the physical energies circulating through organized space. Further regulative functions are performed by the superuniverse power centers and physical controllers, living and semi-living intelligent entities constituted for this express purpose. These power centers and controllers are difficult of understanding. The lower orders are not volitional. They do not possess will. They do not choose. Their functions are very intelligent, but apparently automatic and inherent in their highly specialized organization. The power centers and physical controllers of the superuniverses assume direction and partial control of the 30 energy systems which comprise the Gravita domain. The physical energy circuits administered by the power centers of Uversa require a little over 968 million years to complete the encirclement of the superuniverse. Evolving energy has substance. It has weight. Although weight is always relative, depending on revolutionary velocity, mass, and anti-gravity. Mass in matter tends to retard velocity in energy, and the anywhere present velocity of energy represents the initial endowment of velocity, minus retardation by mass encountered in transit, plus the regulatory function of the living energy controllers of the superuniverse, and the physical influence of nearby highly heated or heavily charged bodies. The universal plan for the maintenance of equilibrium between matter and energy necessitates the everlasting making and unmaking of the lesser material units. The universe power directors have the ability to condense and detain, or to expand and liberate, varying quantities of energy. Given a sufficient duration of retarding influence, gravity would eventually convert all energy into matter, were it not for two factors. First, because of the anti-gravity influences of the energy controllers, and second, because organized matter tends to disintegrate under certain conditions found in very hot stars and under certain peculiar conditions in space near highly energized cold bodies of condensed matter. When mass becomes over-aggregated and threatens to unbalance energy, to deplete the physical power circuits, the physical controllers intervene unless gravity's own further tendency to over-materialize energy is defeated by the occurrence of a collision among the dead giants of space, thus in an instant completely dissipating the cumulative collections of gravity. In these collisional episodes, enormous masses of matter are suddenly converted into the rarest form of energy, and the struggle for universal equilibrium is begun anew. Eventually, the larger physical systems become stabilized, become physically settled, and are swung into the balanced and established circuits of the superuniverses. Subsequent to this event, no more collisions or other devastating catastrophes will occur in such established systems. During the times of plus energy, there are power disturbances and heat fluctuations accompanied by electrical manifestations. During times of minus energy, there are increased tendencies for matter to aggregate, condense, and to get out of control in the more delicately balanced circuits, with resultant tidal or collisional adjustments, which quickly restore the balance between circulating energy and more literally stabilized matter. To forecast and otherwise to understand such likely behavior of the blazing suns and the dark islands of space is one of the tasks of the celestial star observers. We are able to recognize most of the laws governing universe equilibrium and to predict much pertaining to universe stability. Practically, our forecasts are reliable, but we are always confronted by certain forces which are not wholly amenable to the laws of energy control and matter behavior known to us. The predictability of all physical phenomena becomes increasingly difficult as we proceed outward in the universes from paradise. As we pass beyond the borders of the personal administration of the Paradise Rulers, we are confronted with increasing inability to reckon in accordance with the standards established and the experience acquired in connection with observations having exclusively to do with the physical phenomena of the nearby astronomic systems. Even in the realms of the seven superuniverses, we are living in the midst of force actions and energy reactions which pervade all our domains and extend in unified equilibrium on through all regions of outer space. The farther out we go, the more certainly we encounter those variational and unpredictable phenomena which are so unerringly characteristic of the unfathomable presence performances of the absolutes and the experiential deities. And these phenomena must be indicative of some universal overcontrol of all things. The superuniverse of Warvanton is apparently now running down. The outer universes seem to be winding up for unparalleled future activities. The central Havona universe is eternally stabilized. Gravity and absence of heat, cold, organize and hold matter together. Heat and anti-gravity disrupt matter and dissipate energy. The living power directors and force organizers are the secret of the special control and intelligent direction of the endless metamorphoses of universe making, unmaking, and remaking. Nebulae may disperse, suns burn out, systems vanish, and planets perish, but the universes do not run down.